That's also the heavily edited part of that, because remember when we
played
it the
Brian
first time?
Brian had to take a hatchet to that.
That day. One took me a while.
Because they would interrupt her every word she said.
That, I think, was an initially like a 5 to 6 minute clip that I had to mush down into like 30 seconds, 35 seconds. That took a while.
You did a tremendous job, because had I not known, I wouldn't have known.
Yeah.
It sounds really good. You did a great job.
Thank you.
I also don't, should I be familiar with the term pitch deck?
Pitch deck?
Is that what she said at the beginning of that? Someone who's familiar with their pitch deck. What does that mean?
The group of people who have pitched. I don't know. I have no idea, actually.
Yeah,
I don't know what pitch deck means. Hold on. Let me look it up.
It's like an industry term or something.
Pitch
I don't even know what
deck.
Industry.
A pitch deck is a presentation deck that is used to pitch your idea or company to a number of audience, generally investors. All right. So it's what I thought it was.
Their pitch deck.
Yeah. I don't know what that how that applies here, but whatever. Listen, this is way above my income bracket and tax bracket and all that stuff. I have no idea.
7 billion? What's the
number? I do not.
6 billion?
A couple billion short. But yeah, it seems like...
What if we get together?
Okay.
We are the afternoon show.
That's true. Host one plus host two. You combine those two incomes.
Equals ownership.
And, yeah, we'll get our own suite up there and everything. We couldn't even be like the most minority of minority owners with our combined salaries. We probably couldn't even get season tickets with our combined salaries. Regardless, that is neither here nor there. I'm interested in this because Courtney, that was how long ago? Like over a week ago now that she said all that?
I believe that was Friday.
Okay, so it's almost a week ago, and there has not been much follow-up. You know, like I haven't heard any of the local beat writers, any of the business insider, like any of these CNBC people who talk about, you know, big money exchanges and stuff like that. I haven't heard anyone either come out in support of what Courtney was saying or denying it either. So the fact that no one's denying it, I think, is very telling, right? If that was, there would be all sorts of representatives from Wynn Casinos and Bezos and Fenway Sports Group and everybody else being like, no, actually, none of us are really involved. None of us are on the pitch deck or whatever, and we're not really going for this. The fact that none of that happened, and we're almost a full week since that big bombshell there, that tells me that these three are very much in the mix here, and whether you like any of those three guys or not, or any of those three groups or not, and I know that there's certainly one that a lot of people around here aren't super keen on right now, or maybe two you could say that about. Either way, there's going to be new ownership here. The Celtics are not going to be the Wick Grosbeck toy anymore, where he can just throw money at all these players and get whatever he wants and then sell the team off and hope that the next guy ends up keeping that going. Someone else is going to take it over, and that may end up being... I don't know if it's going to be counterproductive, but it's definitely going to be an effect. Whoever it is, I don't think it's just going to keep everything the way it is, no matter who you're talking about.
And whenever they are on the Greg Hill Show, whenever they've asked Sam Kennedy about their interest in the team over the last few weeks, it's radio silence. It's no comment, nothing. It's like not even an it's a non-answer, which means obviously there's something there.
No is a no, right? If it's no, then you say no.
Yeah, he didn't say no, exactly.
He didn't say no. Yeah.
And usually people like that come out and say no. If it's a definitive
right.
No, so there would seem to be some
we
some
got the
fire.
No on Bezos.
Right. But that was
know.
Before. And
yeah.
Also, it that was in response to Simmons, right? Simmons came out and tossed Bezos' name out there. A representative for Bezos said, no, we're not interested in that. And at this time, Cox comes out with what she just said on Friday, and I haven't heard any rebuttal to that. And maybe he said, I said what I said already. It'd be weird that his name's still in the mix.
Yeah. No,
Or people are still tossing his name around as a potential bidder.
I think they're in the mix. And I don't think it has anything to do with who said it or where it was said. Or, like, people hear these things. These rich, powerful people know what is said about them. They know what's out there about them. And if they wanted to shoot it down, if it was 100% inaccurate, it would be shot down.
Yeah.
Like, one of my examples would be that a few years ago, there was something reported about the Patriots. It was like a fight. I want to say like a fight between Josh McDaniels and Cam Newton. I don't even remember the details.
Okay.
And the Patriots rarely do anything. Like, they issued a statement like flat out saying it never happened.
Okay.
And that's if it's.
I remember something like that with like Aaron Dobson too a long time ago. There was some story and they said, no, it's not true.
When it's definitively wrong, usually people push back in this day and age pretty hard. And whether you want to do it in an official capacity with like a press release or whether you want to leak it to somebody, a story, there's enough people out there, as you said, between business reporters and NBA reporters, there's enough people out there they could leak a story in to shoot it down. Right.
Yeah.
And no one has done that. So I'm just going to assume that the information is right. I'm going to trust Courtney's sources that these three groups are in the mix. Now, You said earlier you think this has been kind of a black cloud over the offseason, that it kind of was a rain on the parade of championship.
A little bit, yeah. A little bit. It got announced right after the parade. You know, like that's sort of, it's the summer of the Celtics, and obviously they all had great summers. But in terms of like the fan reaction to it, I just think that the narrative of this repeating championship team is now not quite as settled as it would be if you knew it was just going to be the Grosbecks coming back and paying everybody and bringing everyone back and not caring about the tax aprons and the luxury tax and all that other stuff. Like, I just think that now there's an unknown sort of twist thrown in here that may not affect the team this year, but certainly we're talking about the long-term future. Both of these guys just got supermax contracts, and you wonder, like, is that going to be affected in any way? I think that's something on people's minds, yeah.
And the dynasty. The dynasty word. Like, yeah. we were all saying for a while that this felt like they could be set up for a dynasty if they could ever get over the hump and win one. They've won the one, and now the dynasty
and they've
been
locked everybody up.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's kind of been paused because it's like, who's coming in? What are they going to do? There's all these theories that people always have. Anytime any team is for sale, like, oh, they're going to cut payroll and cut costs, and that's how you do it in all business.
If Fenway Sports Group buys the team, you know that's what they're going to do. They do it with all their other teams.
Yeah, I hope not. I would hope not. I don't. That's why. So you said a minute ago of the three groups, you could say negative things about two of them. Maybe who's the other negative? Fenway Sports Group's obvious.
Win,
and why?
He had a bit of a rough couple years. I don't know.
But so you think they would be bad owners? So Bezos is the only positive.
I don't know if he'd be a bad owner or not, but I think there would be if Wynn coming in here.
Does Wynn even own Wynn? I don't even know how that works anymore.
Oh, yeah. Does he own his own name? I'm not sure.
But I don't even know if it's him.
But I know that he got caught up in the Me Too stuff, and you know, that there will be a,
I'm not sure Wynn is Wynn.
I don't know if he is or not.
That up.
That's a good question. I should probably know that before I go on talking about it. But I still think that is something.
I don't want that guy owning my team.
Well, there's a negative connotation, I think, attached to that. It's not the end of the world, obviously. It's not something along those lines. It's a big corporation and a big company. And their casino's doing okay, I think. I don't know. But, like, it's to me, there could be people who are turned off by that. Just less than Bezos, I would think.
There could be people turned off by anybody. I think in general, the reaction has been Bezos would be the perfect guy. He might be the most likely to continue to spend money, to continue to invest in the team, to want to rah-rah. But I don't.
To not be bothered by taxes and, you know, the
aprons. But what's his personality?
Stuff.
I don't really know enough about him personally.
I don't know much about him personally either.
Is he a super sports fan, competitor, wants to win kind of guy? Because I know business-wise, he reinvested in Amazon forever, and that was sort of his business model. Don't take profits, reinvest in the company, grow the company, expand the company. That mindset would be great for the Celtics.
Sure.
But is he a keep up with the Joneses, business be damned, screw it, I want to win a title and have duck boats?
I mean, based on the way he conducts his regular business and how he's, you know, Amazon and all that stuff, like he's all about eliminating the competition, if that's what you're asking.
Well, I hope
he would be in sports, I think, too.
Okay.
I would think. I don't know. I don't know him personally.
That's
what I would guess.
Superficially, as you said, we probably should do a little more research on this before we really delve into it, but superficially, he would be my first choice.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, mine too.
Because he's the big guy with the seemingly the endless funds.
Yeah. FUNBA money is
a
different
thing. Has the least baggage about him. Now, he does have a lot of interests. Like, that would be one of the questions about the Fenway Sports Group is they have a lot of interest. Jeff Bezos has a lot of interest, too. I just think Jeff Bezos probably wants to spend some money and make money and win.